If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called on Nikki Haley to end her 2024 GOP primary campaign and unite behind Donald Trump this week, RadarOnline.com can report. In the latest development to come after Trump beat Haley in the New Hampshire GOP primary by more than 10 points on Tuesday night, McDaniel called on the former South Carolina governor to end her bid for the 2024 White House. According to the RNC chairwoman, Haley ran a great campaign, but there is a very clear message that is coming out from the voters. McDaniel also emphasized the importance of uniting behind Trump to beat President Joe Biden in the general election later this year. "I'm looking at the math and the path going forward, and I don't see it for Nikki Haley," McDaniel told Brett Byer and Martha McCallum during an appearance on Fox News on Tuesday night. "I think she's run a great campaign, but I do think there's a message that's coming out from the voters that's very clear," she continued. "We need to unite around our eventual nominee, which is going to be Donald Trump. We need to make sure we beat Joe Biden," McDaniel explained. "It is 10 months away until the November election, and we can't wait any longer to put our foot on the gas to beat the worst president. We need to do everything we can to unite so that we can defeat him," the RNC chair concluded. Meanwhile, Haley showed no sign of ending her 2024 campaign despite losing to Trump by more than 10 points in the New Hampshire GOP primary on Tuesday night. Instead, the former UN ambassador vowed to continue her campaign and take on the embattled ex-president in the next GOP primary election, her home state of South Carolina. "New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation," Haley said during a speech in New Hampshire on Tuesday night. "This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go," she continued. "And the next one is my sweet state of South Carolina. At one point in this campaign there were 14 of us running, and we were at 2% in the polls," Haley charged further. "Well, I'm a fighter. And I'm scrappy. And now we're the last one standing next to Donald Trump." As for Trump, he targeted Haley during his victory speech in New Hampshire this week. The 45th president reminded his supporters that Haley placed third in the Iowa caucuses last week, and that he beat her by more than 10 points in New Hampshire on Tuesday night. "She had a very bad night," Trump said. "She came in third, and she's still hanging around. She didn't win," he added. "She lost." Haley and Trump are set to face off again next in the South Carolina GOP primary on February 24th.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.